Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO Alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Oh, here we are again. Sitting here in the hot booth, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tuning in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And when I said hot, I ate something just earlier that was a little spicy, and I'm already pretty much done with my water. I probably have to get another one.
Yeah, that's like a little sip.
But right I love there. Spice. I like heat.
So good.
And the people that came today from Square Roots, they brought a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you guys brought in a nice spread.
Nice
Thank you
spread.
So much.
And you know what?
The stuff I've tried.
So they go on our Facebook and they can see the food that's out there?
Yes.
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 And
yes.
They can see what they brought.
Mm-hmm.
And
pictures.
But we want people to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a chance to get a gift card from Square Roots out of Crown Point. And one from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Yeah, you know, it's your chance to participate, ask a question,
mm-hmm.
make a comment.
We bring you know, all
and
these.
And you get the free food.
And Square Roots,
it's a nice
you're
thing.
Fairly new, right?
Yeah.
Very,
months.
Very new.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 months.
So what's going on, Sharon, in the world, in the Lake County world? How's the traffic out there?
Oh, you know, yeah, I was going to mention that because it's really bad. It's bad traffic out there today. I-65 is totally backed up northbound side. It has an accident northbound between 109th and US 30. It's backed up all the way from around east, like State Road 2, right around State Road 2, all the way up to 30, mixed in with that crash right around 109th. Then southbound I-65... right when you pass Ridge, right around just before 61st Street, you're going to run into a delay there. That's going to take you all the way to US 30. Then 8094, that is completely backed up both directions.
What is going on?
There's a stall on the westbound side before Klein. Backup starts right when you pass the Indiana Toll Road interchange. It'll take you all the way to Klein. And then if you're headed to Northwest Indiana from Illinois, the backup starts from where southbound 294 is, right around 159th, connecting up to 8094. And then once you get on 8094, which it just kind of turns into that right at the Bishop Ford, then it still stays slow, solid, from, you know, 8094 eastbound from the Bishop Ford all the way to past Klein, right around Burr.
And it's all because of back-to-school shopping, isn't it?
I don't know exactly what it is.
Everyone's going to the shoe carnival.
It's summer. It's construction. It's Friday. It's because the moon is in alignment with the stars. I don't know. I mean, it's everything. It's because everybody and their mother is out.
And once we start talking to Square Roots, they're all going to stop in their tracks.
We're going to take a trolley.
We're going to take a trolley?
We're going to avoid all this traffic.
Let's go. Let's take this trolley. Let's get to Crown Point now.
You know what?
Did you buy the tickets?
Avoid this.
You bought our tickets. We're not going to get in trouble, are we?
You know what? It's a mere detail.
You know what? Just because
we're worry about too many details.
You think we're hot shots because we're on the radio. We just get free tickets everywhere we go, don't you?
Well, you can try.
Well, you must have. But we got on this trolley for enough for free.
You got to take the perks where you can get them. You know,
that's
you're
right.
not getting paid.
Well,
much,
what's great about the trolley? Now, look at all that traffic. You can look over the I-65 over there.
It's crazy.
And you can look down on them all.
Stay off of I-65,
yeah,
folks.
Take all the back roads
and off of 8094 for that matter, and off of US 30, and off of Indianapolis Boulevard.
And take a trolley, like we are.
Take the trolley.
So we're almost there at the Square Roots.
Just a couple more seconds here for this ride.
Because you don't want to get off too fast.
No.
Because you know what happened.
Well, it's still moving. That's kind of dangerous. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, I'm glad the trolley pulls up right in front of Square Roots. They pulled right in front of the front door.
So convenient.
It's very nice. Mm-hmm. So without any further ado, we got the folks from the Square Roots, and we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And you know what? You'll get a gift card to the Square Roots. Call in. This gives you a chance to try them out. They're going to give you something on the house. Crown Point is a beautiful place this time of the year, especially in the summertime. There's the Lake County Fair going on. There's all kinds of things going on.
It's still going on?
Yeah. These are the last 1 day left.
Today?
Today and tomorrow. That's
it. Oh, okay. Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And then, you know, the square is always nice to walk around, too.
It is.
And you know what? You don't even have to walk around. If you've ever been to the Square Roots, it's very appealing just to be inside sitting down there. It's kind of a cool place.
I'm going to have to check it out.
So we got Jamie.
Definitely.
We got Jamie Kloss. She's,
hi.
She's the assistant general manager,
yes, sir,
of the Square Roots. I probably made your assistant manager a little mad. He probably was like pounding at the radio every time he heard the promo. And
an old friend to Lakeshore as well.
Yeah, an old friend to Lakeshore.
Yes.
And then we have Chef Matt. You want to say your last name for me?
Grisetta.
Grisetta.
What is that? Italian?
That's Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And they're both from the Square Roots, and the Square Roots has only been open for a couple months now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Really a cool place, a place that I encourage everyone to go to, especially if you're going to downtown Crown Point. There's a lot of things going on downtown, but there's a lot going on in the Square Roots. So, hi, Jamie.
Hi.
So, why don't you give us a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm from the region. Mm-hmm. I've grown up here my whole life.
Where'd you graduate from?
Graduated at Munster High School,
okay,
2002.
Okay. Oh, you're young.
Yeah, baby, I was going to say. I feel old.
I know.
And ironically, I'm probably the oldest person that works at Square Roots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what happens these days.
Right? It's unbelievable. 35 is old. It's
who'd
crazy.
Who thought?
Who'd
yeah.
thought?
Yeah, I know.
Never thought that I'd be in that position.
Me neither.
I had been with my previous restaurant. I started, honestly, right out of college. I had a great opportunity at Giovanni's in Munster, and I was with them for 14 years almost.
Wow.
And
dedicated.
Yes, fair. Great place. And wound up moving out this way, came a little bit south, had a baby, got a family, mm-hmm, and, you know, wound up landing at Square Roots, applied for a job, went in for an interview, and it kicked off this amazing family that I have come to know. I love working with Matt, like him and I, so many things in common as far as our views on cocktail menus and different, you know, flavors coming together, mm-hmm, and fusing. So it's been a great relationship that's happened, and I'm really happy I made the decision, and I'm really happy that I'm with Square Roots.
So what was the first day you opened? What was the date?
We opened on June 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Matt, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Matt is the chef at the Square Roots over in Crown Point, right on the square, looking right at the building, the courthouse and everything like that. And I think he was in the old Hub Bootery.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys really transformed that old building that had kind of a stale smell to it to something that's fresh and new.
Oh, yeah. The only thing still standing are the ghosts.
Are the ghosts.
Nice.
So Matt's, I was going to ask you, that's one of my questions,
too.
Oh,
man.
So Matt, give us a little background. Matt's much younger, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm still sub 30. Yeah, 29. My background's basically gastropubs. I do it all. Cocktail menus, scratch kitchen. Been doing it now for basically my entire professional career. I found myself in kitchens when I was a little kid, and I decided to monetize it. Basically, that's the career trajectory for you right there.
Wow.
So where'd you go to school at? High school at?
I went to high school in Downers Grove North, class of 08. So, like I said, I'm even more of a baby than Jamie.
You're almost yeah, a baby as my babies,
yeah,
I have at home.
I know.
So, did you go to any kind of like former training?
Yeah, no, I went to Kendall College in Chicago. That place is just a breeding ground of excellent chefs. It's one of my favorite places to drive past. It's in the Goose Island. It's on Goose Island, too. Mm-hmm. So
beer's right there.
Yeah, beer's right there. It's a stone's throw from my favorite part of the city, which is Randolph Street,
mm-hmm,
West Loop. That's like the culinary hub of, I think, the Midwest, honestly. So mm-hmm, there's just so much inspiration, lots of good chefs, so much talent. I mean, still on my days off, that's where I go.
Oh, that's really cool.
No, so
yeah, I knew somebody else who went to Kendall College, too, to become a chef.
Oh, yeah.
So what made you get into the restaurant business? Did you just... a job when you got out of school, did you just like it was easy to get the job, or did you have a taste to to serve people and give them good food? What was the reason?
Honestly, when I was in high school, I, you know, spent a lot of time in Munster going to Shoop's, and the waitresses were awesome. And I thought from that point, I was like, this is something I think I'd be good at, like waiting on people, and I feel like I'm personable, and I feel like I can talk well to people, whereas, you know, some people just aren't made for the restaurant industry or the hospitality industry. So that was my first job, was working at Shoop's. I was the to-go burger girl. And I went away to college, and I continued to work at a restaurant to get, you know, to go through college. And when I came home, Giovanni's just kind of fell into my lap, and it was a great opportunity that came about suddenly, and I took it, and I stayed with it. And I started out as a server. I wound up bartending and eventually got into management. And that parlayed me into the amazing house that I have now at Square Roots.
Well, you know, Matt, being in a business like I am, it's not an easy business. It's a hard business. You know, you got customer service, got quality standards to go by, portion stand, all these numbers, dollars. Why would you get into this business? What drove you into the business? When did you decide when you were a kid, hey, I'm going to be a chef?
Well, I knew I'd never go hungry. I love food.
They say in the Armory, the kitchen staff is the best fed.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think that they say, I followed some good advice that I got early on, which if you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life. No matter what the hours are, however many hours you're on your feet, it's always doing something that I love. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the math part of it, you know, that's just, you know, the necessary evil. That's how you pay the bills. But the menu, the recipe development, the cocktail R&D nights, picking out the draft beers. That's sort of one of those things where it's like, we enjoy it. So it's not even work for me. So
that's good. So how did the name come up, Square Roots?
Well, actually, it's the guys that we put the whole concept together. They've got roots in the square. It's as simple as that. So we kind of a little play on words there. So
yeah, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's a math pun, but it's just they've got roots in the square.
And the owners, who are they?
Well, they like to kind of remain anonymous.
It's a group of people.
Yeah, it's a bunch of guys.
Okay, it's
there's
a bunch of
guys. Yeah.
Is this the only one, the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one. Hopefully there's more to come.
Where did you go to school, Jamie?
To college?
Uh-huh.
I went to Vincennes University.
Oh, wow.
And what did you study?
Well, I studied a lot of things, honestly. I started as a history major, and they told me that history majors don't really do much with life, and they wound up being history teachers, and as educators are amazing people, I am not the kind of person to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning and ready to go and handle a bunch of kids. So I didn't think that education was for me. So I kind of took a backseat to that, and I wound up going more towards the hospitality and tourism side.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot down there. You know, I went to school down in French Lick, and it has like a little bit of a French flair down there.
Yeah.
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from the Square Roots in Crown Point, right on the square. Describe, either of you can take this, maybe you, Jamie. Describe the decor when people come in. What's the feeling of the place?
I would like to say that it's kind of like an urban, but with a modern twist. We have the tile floors are something that constantly get brought to my attention by guests. They come in, it looks like a reclaimed barnwood, but it is actually a tile. I actually have people who have asked me for our interior designer's information because they want to do their house the way that our restaurant is done. We have amazing tile behind the TV screens that give us like a very modern but still soft feel. My favorite part of the decor of the restaurant would be the TV system. We have a massive TV that is actually 9 individual TVs, but it can be paired up to be 4 separate screens, 1 big screen. You can have 1 main screen with 5 around it. So when football season comes, when March Madness season comes, those people who want to watch multiple games, who may or may not gamble, I'm not going to judge anybody, but if they do, this would be the place for them to come watch football.
Well,
at.
Pretty soon Indiana's going to legalize that sports
gambling
too.
Right. Yes.
Well, when I went in there, I felt like it was a nice streamlined place.
Yeah.
Very clean lines, very spacious, very inviting. It was a very, very, very nice atmosphere. How many seats you get in there?
Got 160 right now.
That's
wow.
Exactly what I was going
to
say.
But we're about to open up the patio next week, and we're probably going to balloon up to close to 200, a little over 200.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Okay, so 40 seats out there.
Shooting to open that patio Friday night, Friday day, Friday night.
Okay.
So
reservations are needed, or?
Currently, we're not accepting reservations.
Okay.
I feel like taking reservations. Now, if you do have a bigger party, let's say 8 people or more, I would encourage you to call in. I would like to be able to accommodate those guests. But for the smaller groups right now, we are trying to get them in as fast as we can, and I feel like taking reservations would hinder that. So for the larger groups, of course, we will try to accommodate that as best we can. But yeah, right now, currently no like full on reservations. Mm-hmm. So feel free though to come in. You're more than welcome to leave your name, your phone number. You can have a drink at our bar while you wait. You know, you can walk around the square while you wait, and we will call you as soon as your table is ready and let you know to come in.
So since you're opening up this patio area, are you going to have some live entertainment or anything like that? Are you thinking about it?
It's something in the works.
Matt says, I'm going to bring out my ukulele and play.
That would be amazing.
No, you don't play that.
You're going to cook in front of people? Just go out there with your stove?
I would love a chef's table.
That would be cool, right? Chopping and cutting and cooking.
But you are thinking about maybe doing some of that?
We are. We are definitely entertaining entertainment.
So have you done any kind of...
That was good.
That's good. Folks, 769-9577. Give us a call. Join in the conversation. Get a gift card from Square Roots out of Crown Point. What I was getting to is, do you guys do any like farmer markets? Are you out there doing any of that yet? Or, you know, like Crown Point has the taste. Doing anything like that? Not yet?
That's something that I really want to do. Uh-huh. I'm really passionate about getting out there, meeting the people, and just being involved in farmers markets is something that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have Sundays off. Sundays are farmers markets, most towns.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the community that I really want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting local agriculture is obviously huge. Been doing it my whole career, and I want to be slinging food right next to these awesome vendors. So, unfortunately, we kind of opened in June. We had to figure our in-house stuff first.
Right.
And now that we've got it dialed in, we're going to be out there a little bit more. I know we missed all the good summer fests, but next year, keep an eye out, because we're going to be all over the place.
Well, how's Crown Point been treating you guys? Wonderful. How's the reception?
Amazing.
Really?
Amazing. Constantly. I mean, people have been wonderful. We are busy all the time at night. We are busy all the time for lunch. We have wonderful feedback. We have wonderful guests. Incredibly appreciative of the people who have come in and spent time with us.
It's good that you got a good turnout. What made you go there? What made you locate there?
Well, it's just an amazing town. I mean, it just makes the most sense. It's great foot traffic. It's a historic downtown area. Mm-hmm. People are asking for another gastropub. They like craft beer. We're really, really into craft beer, craft cocktails as well.
Yes.
Plus, we like to think that we bring something a little bit different as far as flavor goes. So we felt like we fit into the niche pretty well. So
oh, definitely. Tell us about some of those craft beers and cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's my baby.
You know,
so, my other baby.
Let me ask you, when they do these fairs and they got that new Bulldog Center where mm-hmm. they're doing the outside, how does that affect you? Does it go against you? Does it help you?
Not at all, actually.
Yeah.
People usually hang out there, and then they usually end the night at our place. Because, I mean, when you're at a fairground or anything like that, you're walking around, you're working up the ladder, then you want to go, you know, have a nice cold drink somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll be more than happy to accommodate for some thirsty travelers. Plus, I mean...
Well, let me ask you, you're in a historical setting. I want to say it's great because me and Sharon do a lot of restaurants. And what we notice is the Valparaiso area has become a big restaurant hub.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But also now, since you've come on and we have Provencio and we have some of these other places, Crown Point is like starting to catch up, I think.
Absolutely.
And and the people in Crown Point are probably saying thank you, because the square really was just full of a bunch of retail shops, selling old clothes and old furniture, and that was it. Now all of a sudden you're starting to get some, and having nice restaurants next to nice restaurant only helps the restaurants, doesn't it?
And as you always say, food is entertainment.
Food is entertainment. Yeah. And if you put a bunch of around there, everything feels like, entertainment.
Right.
So Matt, any ghosts?
Do you? Oh, totally.
Do you think there's ghosts in the building?
It's an old building.
100%.
Yeah, come check them out. Come see you for yourself. But yeah,
they're
friendly.
Totally.
Oh, they're super friendly.
Well, you got a basement in there, right?
Oh my goodness, yeah. We try not to think about it.
Yeah.
That's where dry storage is for all of our kitchen goods. So.
And our office.
Oh yeah. Our office is downstairs too.
So it's one of those 13 steps down, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of tough.
It's a pretty creepy area, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, because especially the building itself used to be so many different businesses, but the one that people like to harp on is the fact that it used to be like a funeral home.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Seriously, well, at least the ghosts aren't messing with the food.
Oh, right. Man, absolutely. but I'm pretty excited. Come October, we're going to have some funny, spooky specials.
Well, you're going to have something with the ghost pepper, I guess.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
That's low-hanging fruit, totally.
Folks, please call in, 769-9577, 769-9577. Okay, we talked all about the fun stuff. Now let's talk about the really good stuff, the food.
Oh, yeah, yes. Always.
So who comes up with these great dishes? Because, folks, if you go online and check out their Facebook or even their website, you'll see some really good-looking dishes online. And we were lucky enough to try them.
Mm-hmm.
But who develops these items?
That would be me.
All chef.
Yeah, there's a, like I said, I honestly don't even feel like I work because these are things that if I'm not cooking at a restaurant, I'd cook it at my house. And the people are, I'm fortunate enough to have the trust of everybody to be, hey, if you could execute it, let's do it. And I show them.
So you did it from scratch. You did the whole menu from top to bottom yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was all me.
That's really good.
The scratch kitchen means that everything's made from scratch?
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's a ton. If you go into our kitchen at any given time, there's 5-6 cooks all chopping away. It's where it's like a basically like a drum line, chopping, cutting boards, stock pots boiling away.
Uh-huh.
It's a symphony of labor back there. But I feel like the best food is always made with love, and it takes time to make really good food.
What I noticed, you know, folks, you need to go on the Facebook also because Matt is like a star, like a TV star. He has his own videos, very photogenic.
Yes.
But you're already married, so I can't say anything else about that.
Yeah.
But he describes some of the things that he does, and what I notice is what you talk about is how you smoke,
mm-hmm.
you braise,
mm-hmm.
you brine, and you infuse.
That's exactly right.
And that's not about the funeral parlor, is it?
No, not at all. We try not to cremate anything, though.
Okay. So do you actually have a smoker?
Absolutely, no. Our smoker is probably working more than anybody else in our restaurant. I can guarantee.
Is that inside or outside?
It's inside.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about it being too cold outside to use.
Mm-hmm.
But I could probably bet right now there's brisket smoking away right now. And we like to rotate the wood that we're using, too, because I feel like different hardwoods impart different flavors. So for something that's got a shorter smoke time, I like to use hickory or something that's a really, really bold flavor. So our chickens, the hickory, something that's a longer smoke time, I usually like to use fruit wood. And that's just, you know, to impart, you don't really get a whole lot of the fruit flavor, but you do get a smaller, more subtle amount of smoke. So pork bellies, pork shoulders,
mm-hmm.
briskets. We played around and smoked a couple boar shoulders off the other day and ran a special with that. That was a lot of fun. We used cherry wood to smoke that boar shoulder. That was a treat for everybody.
But I also see on your video, you also do wings, chicken wings. You smoke the chicken wings, too.
Absolutely. That's my favorite thing.
So you smoke them, hold them, and then when somebody wants them, they're ready to go.
Yeah, we flash fry them.
Oh, that's what it was. You flash fry them at the end.
Yeah, I think the smoked and flash fried wing is the best type of wing.
And you flash fry them, what, you think, to seal that smoke in there?
Yeah, because I think a good wing is a crispy wing.
Yeah.
I think if you were to just pull them straight out of the smoker, like some of the fat doesn't render all the way off.
The worst wing is Little Caesar's wing.
Oh, man. I've never even tried it.
I have kids, believe me. I agree with Matt. The best wings are crispy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to bread them.
No, you don't.
The skin itself will make it crispy, won't it, man?
Absolutely.
Who we got on the line there, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. Diane is curious about some stuff, and she's from Crown Point. Hey, Diane.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Nice to be on the air. Good, good, good. You're making me very hungry. And my call was going to ask about the cuisine, but then you went into what all that was. So now what I want to know is, what are your hours?
There you go.
Well, we open, we are closed on Mondays. Tuesday through Sunday, we do open at 11 a.m. for lunch service. At 4 o'clock, I guess we would consider that to be the start of our dinner service. There's a few more entrees that become applicable to that time frame. We have a sous vide pork shank. We always have a fresh catch of the day that's blackened, served over grits. And then that being said, Tuesday through Thursday, we close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, we close at midnight. And on Sunday, we close at 10 p.m.
That sounds great. Do you have anything special for kids?
Yeah, we have a great kids menu. I myself have an 18-month-old, and I can tell you that she loves our pulled pork, our macaroni and cheese. We also offer chicken tenders, grilled cheese for kids. Everything comes with fries. You can also have carrots or different, but we have broccoli, asparagus. So I think it is a very well-rounded family environment for children.
Oh, that sounds great. I've got one kid who's got a gluten Intolerance, do you have anything special on the menu for that yet?
Me and Absolutely. Matt were just talking about. Tell them what you have.
Yeah, no, we actually have several gluten-free options. Most items are available gluten-free. So literally, there's too many to really list. The only things that we can't do gluten-free would be anything that goes into our fryer. And we're working on getting a gluten-free pizza, but it's one of those things I don't want to unleash it to the world unless it's absolutely perfect. So we're still dialing that in, but I'd keep your ear to the ground because that's going to be rolling out shortly.
Now, Diane, do you live close by to the square?
Yes. Yeah, not too far away. We live near the hospital, so
okay.
Not too far. We can walk downtown.
Yeah, you can walk there. It's only, what, maybe 10 or 15-minute walk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice,
Diane,
beautiful season to walk downtown.
Oh, summertime in Crown Point is the best, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
And
fantastic. Just go home. It feels like you're walking around in a homey area, and you're safe, and it's just comfy, and you get a nice big smile on your face.
Now, isn't it nice that we got a nice, I'm a Crown Point native, actually I graduated from Maryville, but I've lived in the Crown Point area for years now. Isn't it nice to get a nice, fresh restaurant in there?
Yes, and I keep driving by saying I'm going to go in, but now since I've met you, I got to go in.
No, you know why you got to go in? Because Jamie and Matt gave me gift cards, so we're going to send you out a gift card.
That's
Well, I'll for sure be there for that.
Okay. So we're going to send you out a gift card to Square Roots out of Crown Point, right in the square, and one to Shefnick's Eatery in Winfield.
And what was the other one?
Shefnick's Eatery. That's over in Lake.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yes. Wonderful.
Okay. And we also have some gluten-free items, too.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Folks, it's that easy. Call 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to Square Roots out of Crown Point.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks. We're sitting here on Lakeshore Public Radio in Maryville. We're live, 89.1 FM, WLPR. And listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And our guests today are from the Square Roots. They're in Crown Point, right on the square there. And they have brought in some gift cards. So like Sharon's little montage says, dial in 769-9577 and get a gift card to the Square Roots out of Crown Point. Before we get to the drinks, so we talked about the smoker, and you braise items.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you braise?
My favorite taco that we offer is our beer braised beef. So
Jamie just, I think she fainted. You got any water?
So good.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. That's one of those things. It's just the perfect food. We use a lean inside top round, so there's very little fat on it. What little fat it comes with, we trim right off.
Mm-hmm.
We sear it on the grill, and then we braise it for about 4.5 hours in a Guajillo beer stock.
Oh, wow.
And that is just, if that wasn't good enough, we top it off with frizzled onions, chimichurri, and then an aged Mexican cheese called cotija.
Uh-huh.
And that flavor combo is just that crunchy, umami, spicy, beefy. It's just, it's everything. It's just the best taco.
You got a napkin so I can wipe
it off? I know, seriously.
Yeah, no, that is, I think that's almost everybody's favorite taco. But that beer braised beef on top of anything would be ridiculous.
Well, what would you say describe your food. I mean, the food itself. I mean, I know you're a gastropub, but describe like what kind of cuisine would you call your cuisine?
I'd say that we're globally inspired gastro fare. Because at any given moment and any given dish, you get inspirations from Southeast Asia, Latin America, the Middle East. I mean, you could take a look at our chicken sandwich. Most people would put it on a basic bun, lettuce, tomato, onion. That's not how we roll. We put it on buttermilk naan bread, honey jalapeno aioli, and then heirloom greens, lettuce, and tomato. Tomato and onion, rather. And just those little tweaks on a familiar concept, that's kind of how we like to do things at Square Root. We take the common and make it extraordinary.
Is that what you learned in school? Or
no, that's just kind of my cooking style.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of exposure to world cuisine early on.
Did you travel?
No, but I grew up in a very diverse, ethnically diverse areas my entire life, and I'm a big street food guy.
Yeah. Okay.
So anything that just I follow my nose to the best restaurant. Right.
So when you think of something, you're thinking about a million things, and then you put it together the way you want. And you actually, you probably can taste it before you make it, right?
Exactly.
Totally. I know. Creative brain.
That's how it works sometimes. Yep. I'm getting old. I don't see anything anymore, and I don't taste anything anymore. I just cook. let's talk about infusing. Now, are we infusing the food? What do we infuse there?
So that's actually more based on cocktail side. Okay. So every once in a while, I'm allowed to wander out of the kitchen and go back behind the bar and do some stuff with Jamie.
Jamie, do you run the bar area?
Currently, yes. I guess we would consider myself to be the bar manager.
Okay.
It kind of fell into my lap, that position. You know, Matt and I didn't know each other before this experience came together. Mm-hmm. And probably the first time that we ever sat down together, he pulled out his laptop. I got behind the bar. We pulled out some bottles. We started mixing, and it just became clear that this was really going to work really well. I mean, the flavor combinations that this guy came up with before we even put them in the glass.
So you help out on some of that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's like my passion project. Yeah. It's like my pet project, I should say.
The alcohol side of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So what do we infuse there? What are you known for? What are the big drinks that you infuse?
Well, I'd say there's so many cocktails that we're known for.
It really is unbelievable.
So one of the unique things that we do there is we keg a couple cocktails. So, for example, our margaritas, we mix, and then we keg it. Mm-hmm. And it gets pushed through the line with liquid nitrogen. And we do it the hard way, too. We juice the limes, and we purge the oxygen out of the tanks. So there's no exposure to oxygen. There's no oxygen oxidation. So the lime juice stays fresh. And then we could sling margaritas extremely fast. But another one that we do is
our... like, and sling them my way.
I know. I was going to say, the last caller was walking distance from our place. I think that's a pretty good spot to be, actually.
Sure.
But, our cucumber pink lemonade's another thing that we do.
Amazing.
That's just, on a hot day, cucumber pink lemonade. I mean, does it get any better?
I know.
Incredibly refreshing.
But I have to say, if I were to pick a favorite cocktail that I have, it's got to be our Spa Day. Our Spa Day cocktail, you will find no other flavor combination outside of our restaurant that can recreate this. So, I'll have you speak to it a little bit.
Yeah.
God. We both love that cocktail.
It's unbelievable. I will never forget the first time that we put the ingredients together and poured it in a glass, and I looked at Matt. First of all, one of the ingredients is called Chereau.
Yes. Okay.
And I had never worked with it. Now,
what
mind
is that?
You, it is an aloe vera liqueur.
Oh, wow.
It is a very clean liquor. It has, the ingredients are minimal, spearmint, cucumber, aloe vera, very clean flavor. And we use it
You can put it on your skin, too.
You should be able to, right? Yeah. You got a little sunburn from sitting on our patio next week. You just pour the Spa Day in. We combine that with the Kettle One Botanical, the Cucumber Mint Kettle One, along with a little of our fresh squeezed lime juice and some agave nectar, and you genuinely feel like you are at the spa. It is such a clean flavor. You are relaxed. It's a great... the phrase would be patio pounder.
Yeah, I'd like to say we coined it, but we didn't.
We didn't.
We just use it all the time.
Yeah, but now that we've heard it, we can't stop.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's what we do in radio, too.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But it is such a refreshing cocktail. It is served in an old-style coupe glass, like the old champagne would mm-hmm. come in. It's just a great... It's a great drink to have with anything, whether you're meeting your girlfriends for a cocktail and maybe want to grab an elote dip, or if you're having a full meal. I mean, you could drink these under any circumstance.
So they probably don't even taste boozy. You
no.
can drink them and then, yeah, and then all.
No, so not at all.
When you say infused, my mind's saying that you put it together and you let it sit. A little bit.
So that's one of those things where we're going to be doing a lot more of that in the fall, actually. So mm-hmm. we've got a... spoiler alert, fall cocktail menu is coming out early September. Mm-hmm. So we are actually going to be infusing a maple syrup with Ooh. Rosemary to make one of our signature cocktails, sort of like a take on a whiskey sour or bourbon sour.
Right.
So it's like a maple, bourbon, and rosemary infused bourbon sour. And it is one of those things that's just absolutely outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
As far as other infusions go, back of house, every single one of our cremas we make from scratch, we usually infuse... and marinate with lots of different flavors. Honestly, every single one of our sauces back there is made from scratch. Our marinades are obviously all scratch. So there's just infusions going around all over the place. It's an infusion factory, really.
How about pumpkin?
Pumpkin, not yet. Yeah. But I've got a pumpkin spice taco that I'm ready to blow some minds with.
Wow.
I know, it's one of those Mission Impossible.
You kind of blew
our minds. Can you say what's in it, or do you have to, would you have to kill us?
I would have to kill you guys. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. I like you guys.
Folks, you heard of all the infused alcohol drinks they have, all the food. You need to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card to the Square Roots Gastropub out of Crown Point. Matt, why don't you tell us, you know, because you did blow our minds with all this food. We didn't expect all this food.
It's
you
beautiful.
Brought like 6-8 different items here. Tell us what you brought.
So, yeah, we brought our smoked brisket tacos, our smoked carnitas tacos, our top-selling sandwich, which is our brisket grilled cheese.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
We've also got our Corona battered shrimp tacos. And our last but not least, our grilled chicken sandwich. So I touched base a little bit on our grilled chicken sandwich because I love to kind of surprise people with our grilled chicken sandwich setup. Because if you order a grilled chicken sandwich, a lot of people, unfortunately, they don't read the descriptions of menu items before they order it. They think every place is the same. And then they get this really, really beautiful looking dish. And they're like, wow, I was not expecting it to look like this. And then, you know, we like to surprise and delight is the combination of words that I like to throw out there.
Well, basically, everyone eats with their eyes, right?
Exactly.
And every dish that you brought is very appealing.
We like to do colorful dishes.
And the one item I liked that had a little heat, I like spice, was the chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
Can
Smashville.
You tell? Yeah, tell people what that's about.
So that's kind of our take on the popular Nashville hot chicken sandwich. So that is that's a panko crusted chicken breast. We marinate it in buttermilk and cayenne pepper. And then we crisp it up in the fryer, and then we dip it in our house-made hot chili oil. We serve it with remoulade, bread and butter pickles, and cilantro lime slaw. So you got the sweet, you've got the heat, and you've got that nice refreshing slaw under there too. So it's a really complete bite. So it's bright, it's crunchy, and spicy. It's like a perfect sandwich.
You guys do tacos, you guys do burgers, you smoke pork,
mm-hmm.
pizza.
Yes, we do pizza too. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about your pizza.
So our pizzas, we only offer one size pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we like to do that because we love people sharing pizzas. Mm-hmm. And we put together a couple really cool flavor profiles on a couple of our signature pizzas. So we've got, you know, our smoked brisket pizzas, obviously very popular. We've got my personal favorite is our pepperoni, banana pepper, and basil pizza.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
I know.
I like banana peppers.
Banana pepper, such an underrated pizza ingredient,
like
by the way.
Absolutely.
That's the first pepper I remember eating when I was a little kid, was a banana pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just perfect briny sweetness, a little vegetal. I love the flavor combinations. So we like to have people, our pizza special day is Wednesdays. Most mm-hmm. people do wing Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. So we do pizza on a pint on Wednesdays. So for $12, get a pint of beer and a pizza, which in my book is an awesome special. Because mm-hmm. for $12,
oh, yeah.
you're eating good and you're drinking good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we like to have people come in. Bunch of people ordered a bunch of different pies and then share because
mm-hmm.
I mean there's so many good flavor profiles out there. We've got our cremini mushroom arugula and truffle pizza.
Wow.
That's just, I mean, you could smell that pizza from two tables over.
How big are the pizzas?
They're about 10 inches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So 10 yeah. inches sounds small, but like I said, it's how you use it.
Sure.
Well, plus if you're putting some, right. you know, the toppings, you know, fill it now 10 inch maybe just straight cheese is like eating a grilled cheese, but if you're putting some things on it,
right.
it's a whole different ball game.
Oh yeah.
So, but
and
you
if you're sharing, you get a bunch of them with a group of people.
Exactly.
You want to pass them around.
You
right,
cook. So. What do you cook these pizzas in?
We cook them in a really, really nice pizza oven. I got so spoiled.
Isn't like a stone brick oven?
Yes, exactly. So we cook it on a ceramic plate, mm-hmm. and it's 512 degrees right now.
So you like
now.
To blister them a little bit or no?
Oh, yeah. We okay. love the caramelized crust.
Right.
So some people are like, oh, that's burnt.
I know.
It's
that's,
not burnt.
I know.
I know. Well, yeah.
Right? It's not burnt, it's caramelized.
I like mine blistered a little bit,
that's
too.
That's how I know I'm talking yes. to a chef right yeah. now, because it's, you know, it's not burnt. It's that's flavor.
Yeah.
And you like to see that caramelization going on the crust, and it's just that extra flavor. And when you cook in that heat, it takes a very special type of dough. So we do like sort of like a East Coast style dough. And we don't do too much cheese. We don't do too much
right.
sauce. We like it to be crispy.
Mm-hmm.
So pizza needs to be crispy. And that's sort of like our whole take on our pizza is small, delicious, but also just really satisfying.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, when you get a pizza that's like the cheese is just coming off of it, or if it's soggy from
yeah.
too much sauce, That's not a pizza.
Right.
That's a quesadilla.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think a pizza should have some body to it when you pick it up, not
exactly.
just be limping. Mm-hmm. Folks, we got about 15 minutes left. Give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to Square Roots in Crown Point. Matt told you about their special. I think that gift card almost would cover that special. So give us a call, 769-9577. You do tempura batter items?
Yeah, well, for specials, we do some tempura
batter. Now, do you have a special every day, every week? How do you do that?
We do it every week.
Okay.
So tomorrow,
you run the same one the whole week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or until we run out, actually.
Okay.
So I like to, I prepare about, like 15, 20 of them, and then we run until we sell out. I usually like to do it just before the weekend, just to give the weekend warriors a little bit of a little treat. So you'll see one coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it is.
So you make up the specials?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I do lean, I like to crowdsource ideas for my kitchen staff. I like to keep my guys inspired because everybody's worked for a chef that just totally dominates the whole kitchen.
Right.
And that's just not my management style. But for the most part, specials are a big part of what we do just because otherwise things can get a little bit stagnant back there. We got to give people what brings them in and gets them excited. And when you have a small-ish menu, because we don't have, a four-page menu like
right.
some places, and we like to bring people in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do bring people in, we like to have something new for them every single time. So we kind of stay fluid with our rotating quarterly menu. So we talked a little bit about a fall menu coming out. So, like I said, that's going to be probably starting in the mid-September, end of September. So, but specials are kind of what gets us by and keeps us excited between those quarterly
menu
changes.
And sometimes when they hit and they're really, really good, this becomes a menu item.
That's exactly right.
So what's this huge pretzel I seen?
Yeah, that sort of took off a lot more than I thought it would be, actually.
Unbelievable.
That thing, I always call it a comically large pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, it's not going to be that big. And then I bring it on a half sheet tray, and then
that's what it is.
There's three of them. How are we supposed to eat this? And I was like, make more friends. I don't know. Bring more people.
what sauces do you offer with that?
So we do my favorite sauce. It's my pleasure taste testing this every day. Is our pepper jack queso blanco, our pimento cheese, and then we've got a grainy Dijon mustard that serve it with. So the pimento cheese has got that classic homespun southern flavor profile. And the pepper jack queso blanco, like I said, it's just liquid gold. I love that sauce.
Well, before we get to this phone caller, I keep seeing Jamie going, and she's thin. So, how do you keep it going like that? What do? Run around the bar a bunch of times after you eat a whole pretzel?
Yes,
she doesn't stop moving. Unbelievable. Well, yeah, thank you.
little bites, right?
Very small bites. And I do still remember the day that my first time looking over the menu well before we had opened, I said to Matt, oh, we have a large pretzel and a small pretzel. And he's like, oh, yes, that large one is going to come out on a half tray cookie sheet. And I said, no way, come on. The first time I saw it go out, it blew my mind.
Oh, yeah, you can jump rope with it.
Unbelievable the size of that. And I know you touched on specials and stuff like that. We do have daily specials.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, we do offer $2 off any taco order. We also have half-price margaritas, which are our famous margarita. They're unbelievable. Fresh made by hand. They're amazing. On Wednesdays, we do the pizza and a pint, like Matt touched on, for $12. Thursdays are our wing day. So for $4.50, you get a half dozen wings with a sauce of your choice. And you can get as many, you have to order them by the six, but we do 4.50, six wings.
You know what? We're backing up on phone callers. So we got Tasha. Tasha, how are you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
You're calling out from Chesterton?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a question for Square Roots?
Yeah, I was just wondering, my husband only eats seafood, and I heard you mention the Corona, I think, shrimp tacos. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what other kind of seafood options you might offer.
Yeah, we actually have a rotating seafood dish on our menu called the Black and Fresh Catch. So I like to play off of whatever's freshest and available, and that's the fish that we insert into that dish. So the setup is never going to change. So it's always a blackened fish over pimento cheese grits with a side of our seasonal grilled vegetable. So on any given day, it could be a different piece of seafood that we use. Right now, I've got a sustainable farm-raised salmon running on that right now, and I'm so spoiled with how good that salmon is. I had it for lunch like every single day. But I'd look for the fall menu to get some more seafood, but we do have that. We also have our seasonal ceviche right now that's made with black tiger shrimp. So those are tostadas. You get a substantial amount of ceviche on these two tostadas, and we serve it with an avocado salsa on top. So it's perfect for hot weather because it's a cold dish. So it's crispy, it's seafood, it's nice and light, garlicky and citrusy. So that's an appetizer, but you could easily make a meal out of that.
So how's that sound to you? You like ceviche?
Oh, I love it.
Because you don't see ceviche in too many places. No. It's pretty much, you know, because it is a raw pickled seafood.
Right.
You know, there's it's people have a certain taste for it. So how did that all sound to you?
That sounds great. I definitely want to come out and try it all.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to the Square Roots out of Crown Point, and you can visit the Square Roots. I'm going to send you one to Chef Nick Cedery out of Winfield.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Who else we got, Sharon?
Okay, we have Cindy. She's with us. Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful.
You enjoying the day out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no humidity today.
It's summertime. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. You have a question for our guests?
I do, and I have to admit, I didn't get to hear the first part of the program. I heard him talking about the Pizza Wednesdays and a little bit about the braised and smoked meat. I guess, how would you describe your menu? You also talked about seafood and specials, but I'm not quite sure how your menu normally flows.
So I like to describe our menu. We touched base on a little earlier about a globally inspired gastropub cuisine. So a lot of it is very user-friendly, but they are unfamiliar setups. So we take dishes that are seemingly familiar, but just put our little twist on it, just to make it a little bit different, just so you don't see it anywhere else. We like to keep things unique at Square Roots.
That sounds good.
So do you...
And then,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you live in Crown Point?
Actually, I do. I'm out by the fairground.
Oh, there you go. Walking distance away.
Absolutely. Or I'd probably take my bike, actually.
There you go. What's your second question? You guys need a bike rack. Go ahead. What's your second
question? I'm just kidding.
I know he talked about margaritas, and they were infusing drinks and beers. Do you have wine as well?
Yeah, actually, we have a couple wines that we serve on draft,
really?
Which is...
That's cool.
From what our wine reps say, it's very unique to the region.
Yeah.
But what I always like to say about wine on draft, people think that it's like Franzia or Black Box or anything like that. It's totally not. Vintners want to sell you wine in kegs because it's cheaper for them to package it. So we actually bring in higher quality wine and sell it at a discount, because they save probably 75% off of packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So we give you nicer glasses of wine for less price. But we do, that's not to say that we don't offer a couple bottled wines, just because all of our reds are actually offered in bottled, just because of the temperature that it's served at is more conducive to, you know, ambient air temperature. So 55 degrees for reds, chilled for whites. But our wine program is actually more of Jamie's baby. She's doing an awesome job on it.
Well, thank you. I can say that, I don't know if you're a sangria fan, the sangria that we use is actually a local sangria. It comes from Round Barn Winery up in Michigan.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so we try to keep it local if we can. We have a Sauvignon Blanc on draft. We have a Chardonnay on draft and a Pinot Grigio on draft. We are working on getting something bubbly on draft in line with a Prosecco, even a really nice Moscato, if we could get if we could get the people who make it to put in a keg for us. but yes, our wines are top notch. The reds, even Freemark Abbey, Imagery Pinot Noir. We have great wines all around.
That sounds wonderful.
So what we're going to do, we're going to entice you with the gift card, okay? So you're going to get on your bicycle.
Oh.
And you're going to be able to go right down to the Square Roots and enjoy a beautiful afternoon and on them, basically. Get some wine or maybe even entree or something like that. How's that sound?
I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Nice hearing from you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Folks, we got about 5 minutes left, so we'll be able to take one more caller, maybe. 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call here at Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, and get a gift card from the Square Roots out of Crown Point and one from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So we're down to the last 5 minutes here, and we talked about alcohol. We talked about the food. You guys hand cut your fries too?
No, that's something that we...
You look like it.
I know. Well, that's something that we kind of got away from. It's just a little bit too... Well, the volume that we're doing right now is a little bit more than anybody really anticipated. The city of Crown Point has been very supportive of us.
Unbelievable.
And I'm sure you could speak to how much labor goes into hand-cutting the fries.
Well, you know, it trashes the oil, too, if you don't drain them correctly.
Yeah, potato starch.
Yeah.
Enemy of the fryer. But I do think that we found a really, really good product that we're using. And it's really crispy. It holds nice. And, you know, I'm proud to serve it. I taste test them every day. They're wonderful.
So we talked about all this savory stuff, all this booze. Side dishes. What side dishes do you have?
So our side dishes are meals in and of themselves sometimes. So our mac and cheese. We'll talk about our mac and cheese for a minute because it is awesome. So we serve it in a 6.5-inch diameter cast iron skillet. We cook it off in our pizza oven. We use 6 cheeses in our mac and cheese, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we use orecchietti pasta, too. So that's another type of unique thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that it gets a better pasta to cheese ratio. So if you're getting mac and cheese, I always like to have people ask, is this too cheesy? Because if it is, then we've done our job.
Right.
You nobody wants to have mac and cheese that's skimping on cheese. So I say that's probably our most popular side dish. Aside from that, we do jazz up our fries. We do the truffle fries, we do Cajun fries, but we also offer seasonal grilled vegetables. We've got garlic roasted broccoli right now. For our fall menu, we're rolling out au gratin potatoes baked off in these same cast iron skillets. We're also doing a cast iron ratatouille. Wow,
sounds great.
You know you're having a good show when you hear the term pasta to cheese ratio.
Well, how about something sweet, real quick, about your dessert menu?
Oh, man, our desserts are problems for me. Just because I eat them all.
Well, Jamie, tell me, what's
your
favorite dessert there?
My favorite dessert, hands down, would be the cookie skillet.
Oh.
It is a sweet and salty combo. Vanilla bean ice cream, massive chocolate chip cookie. We actually use the pretzel salt, the bigger pieces of
like
salt.
Like kosher salt.
Yes. Which is just
sea
so
salt.
Good. Yeah. A little caramel drizzle over the top. You cannot beat that combination, in my opinion.
You guys just have to stay and like talk to us throughout the rest of the afternoon.
Folks, we're down
just come to Square Roots with us when we're done.
There you go.
So we're down to the last couple minutes here. So, you know, I'm going to give you the floor, Jamie. Tell people something about Square Roots.
Yeah, I want people to know, first and foremost, how appreciative we are of the town for the support. I mean, it has been unbelievable how many guests have come in and just put exclamation points on everything that we already knew was good, but they're blasting it out on social media. They're so supportive. A ton of repeat guests. I don't want people to shy away because of a wait. Please hang with us. Grab a drink at the bar. You can have it in the vestibule. We're getting that patio open ASAP. We're really shooting for next weekend, Friday. That would be the 16th, I believe. So come on out. We're going to alleviate that wait time by opening up about 40 to 50 more seats out front.
Matt, what do you got to say?
Well, I always say come in hungry. Because,
okay.
Like I said, we will feed you. And don't be afraid to try something new, too. Get out of your comfort zone. If you're a meat and potatoes guy, like, try something that sounds a little fancy. Try our sous vide pork shank. That's going to check a lot of boxes for a lot of guys.
Real quick, nice. Jamie, why don't you give everyone your phone number, address?
At Square Roots, we are located at 108 North Main Street in Crown Point. And the phone number is, of course, area code 219-310-8322.
And you guys are basically open from Tuesday to Sunday.
Correct.
And you're closed on Monday.
Correct.
What a fast show.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it flew by, guys.
We're done. We're down to our last minute. I want to thank Matt, Chef Matt from the Square Roots. I want to thank Jamie, the Assistant General Manager from Square Roots. Very knowledgeable people.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Enjoyable show.
Thank you.
I want to clap. It was that nice. We had that much fun. The food was all delicious. I want everyone out there to visit the Square Roots. It's in Crown Point, right on the square. I've been there. It is enjoyable. It's a pretty place, streamlined. I want to tell everyone to have a great weekend. Sharon, you got anything to say to anybody out there?
Have a great weekend.
Have a great stay out of the traffic.
Yes.
If you can, take a trolley.
Definitely.
Take a trolley.
Take a trolley.
Go
take
outside.
Take a boat.
Go outside, breathe the fresh air. And just have a great weekend, and we'll see you here next Friday with another set of guests. And really, all I got to say, Sharon, is ciao.